would like to present a drama for you. So we would like to begin the Vespers in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we hope that this drama will be to His glory, and to His truth, and to His way. Our drama is based on a story of an experience in the life of Jesus Christ. And at this time, Don Wagner will read that scripture that goes along with it.
Spanking kind of miracle.
Right, Sam.
And it ended up in this fat, slimy mess.
Right, Sam.
The big man says, push your boats out to deep water and let your nets down for a big catch. And old Simple Simon, old Loudmouth, says, okay, boss.
Right, Sam.
And we're stuck with two boatloads of piscatorial putrescence.
Right, Sam.
I don't know who I'm madder at, old Simple Simon or the big man himself.
Me neither, Sam.
Why, I'd never ask a man to forsake his fish and follow me.
Me neither, Sam.
And I don't think I'd be dumb enough to do it if anyone asked me to, either.
Me neither, Sam.
Fish I know.
Sure, Sam.
Boats I know.
Sure, Sam.
Nets I know.
Sure, Sam.
What are we going to do with all these stinking fish?
Good question, Sam.
What are we going to do with all these damn rotting fish?
Good question, Sam.
What are we going to do with all these damn rotting, stinking fish?
Good question, Sam.
Here I thought the big man was giving us the fixings for a slam bang fish fry.
Sure, Sam.
And when that fell through, well, you know, I thought some of them would have stayed behind to help bury the fish.
Sure, Sam.
Everyone knows there's the quick count to the cry, fresh fish.
Fresh fish.
Strike one.
Fresh fish.
Strike two.
Fresh fish.
Strike three. You're out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did he come this way?
Who?
Who?
The big man, of course. We've been searching for him for days, weeks, months. Has he been here?
Yep.
Yep.
Are you sure?
Yep. Yep.
Oh, did you hear that, my beloved? Oh, you must pardon our impatience and incredulity. It's just that we've been looking for him for so long and are so very tired. And it seems that we're always just a day behind. All we have seen so far are the witnesses to his wonderful presence. The beggar who saw his first sunset. The little granny who heard her first chirp from a yellow-bellied grasshopper. The skinny little couple that danced their first hurrah. The scarlet woman now dressed in white.
Black.
Oh, we have seen his calling cards lavishly scattered on village and countryside, but him we've not seen.
Well, little lady, he's been here, and he left one of his calling cards. And it's a whopper.
Right you are, Sam.
Why, it makes those other little kids look like small potatoes.
Right you are, Sam.
Did you hear that, my beloved? Oh, please, sir. Please. Where is this wondrous work? Just the sight of it will give us strength to continue our search for him.
Take a deep breath, little lady. You'll find it.
Oh, that's impossible. The stench from that rotten fish is too great.
Oh, honey, don't knock the fish. That's your miracle.
Rotten fish? I don't understand.
Oh, I don't understand either, but the big man's been here, and he left one of his calling cards lavishly piled on the shore.
You must be joking.
Would I joke about fish?
No, sirree, Sam.
Would I joke about rotting fish?
No, sirree, Sam.
Would I joke about rotting stinking fish?
No, sirree, Sam.
Would I joke about rotting stinking fish?
No, sirree, Sam.
Were you here when it happened?
I was here.
He was here.
Did you see it happen?
I saw it.
He saw it.
Are you sure? Are you sure it was he?
It was him.
It was him.
Oh, then this must be one of his mystery miracles. And as such, it has meaning only to the eyes of the faithful.
I suspect it also has meaning to the nostrils of the unfaithful. And I'll just bet that it speaks more powerfully to my nose than it does to your eyes.
I wonder what he was trying to do. trying to say? To all these fish.
Oh, please, dear wife, don't be presumptuous. Only the learned men sitting on their alabaster benches could discern the meaning of this sign. They alone can banish our wonder. True, we can see. But then we must ask ourselves if what we see is what we ought to have seen, or they see that what we saw ought to have been seen as we saw it. At least that's the way I see it.
Right you are, dear cousin. As the slave said, full heart, empty head. Oh, how blessed we are that we may bring our questions to the men on the alabaster pit.
And how blessed it is that we bring our money to them also. As the sage has said, without the salary, the saint is silent.
Well, I don't need those guys resting their overstuffed brains on alabaster benches to tell me what this is all about.
Me neither, Sam.
Trade? Overstuffed brains? You don't need them to tell you. Well, by the beard of the prophet, sir, you have a sour tongue.
I don't have a sour nose.
Oh, God, say something.
You, sir, unlettered, unkempt, and uncouth.
Listen, buddy, as the sage hath said, you can hug my nasturtiums and kiss my asters.
You want to know about childlike faith?
Let me tell you about my kid. Why, just yesterday she came home and she said she saw something that had 3 heads, 7 arms, 12 legs, and this enormous tail made out of 77 gigantic olive pits.
Oh, did you hear that? Did you hear that? 3, 7, 12, 77. Such symbolism. Oh, the very heart within her spirit must have been strung by heavenly setters.
Heart Hades. She had a stomach ache. She ate 77 olives, but it seems she only spit out 72 pits. Man, did we have action at our house. Hey, buddy, what kind of pots do you make?
Let's get back to the fish.
Oh, the shovels.
Of course not. I would like to hear your non-childlike interpretation of this miracle. Since you question the veracity of learned men and belittle those who don't, I would like to hear what these fish say to you. They certainly must say something to you, remember?
Of course. Do you want to know what these fish have to say to me?
Oh, with all my heart, I do.
Why not?
Sock it to them, Sam.
Well, let me see. I don't know exactly where to begin, but I haven't philosophized since last year's fall festival at Obadiah's Wine Press.
Hey, that was fun.
Let's forget the bass and mash for a minute and get back to the fish. Just what is it that these fish say to you? Remember?
The words come bleedingly forth. Bleedingly, I say, they come forth from those sharp, bony jaws. But they are cleansed and bathed in the soft down of angel wings, dipped in the morning pools of azure dew. Up, up, up they come, caught by lordly zephyrs, shaped and harmonized by the celestial soul writer. They rise through heaven's haze on blasts from golden trumpets. Say.
Yes.
Say.
Yes. Yes.
Say.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Say. Bury us, cause we stink.
Oh, there, my sweet. It's all right. Just calm down. Everything is okay.
Oh, dear husband, forgive these foolish, girlish tears.
It's all right. Tears were meant for girls, and girls were meant for...
Oh, crying is such a weak, womanly response.
It's all right. I have my weaknesses, too. Let us find strength in each other's weaknesses. Tomorrow, let us return to our pilgrimage. But tonight, let us find refreshment.
For our spirits?
And for our bodies. Come now to the end. We couldn't possibly catch up with the big man.
Hey, wrong again, Mac. The action isn't more than 5 miles from here. Why, if you both really hope that you could make it before sundown.
Oh, shut up.
Are you sure?
Absolutely.
Completely? Thoroughly sure?
We both knock it off.
Oh, Lars, this is no time for talking about a nice, quiet little inn. Whatever can you be thinking about?
The wonders of creation.
Oh. Let the psalmist celebrate the wonders of creation. Who can think about sleeping at a time like this?
I certainly wasn't.
Oh. Come on, buddy, listen to the little lady. Why, the big man isn't more than 5 miles from here. If you both use the Boy Scout pace, you could make it before sundown.
Oh, hurry, baby, hurry. We mustn't tarry another moment. One more word, we might as well call it quits for today.
As I was saying earlier.
You forensic neighbor, be yes indeed, a pleasant afternoon to you all. Notice that I call you forensic, be yes indeed forensic. Why, you ask, do I so freely, so unreservedly, so all-embracingly bestow this hallowed appellation on one and all? Why, that's a good question and it deserves a good answer. Well, friends and neighbors, I'm here to tell you that I, yours truly, carpe diem, have never, I repeat, have never
met a man I didn't like or a woman I didn't love. Notice also that I call you neighbors. Yes, indeed, the word was neighbors. Why, you asked, do I?
I didn't ask.
Oddly, no, my good young friend, which is the hallmark of an agile mind and good breeding. And we all know, I repeat, we all know how desperately this great land of ours needs good breeding. Yes, sir, good breeding from top to bottom. Forward is written. Oh, what is that god-awful smell?
Rotten fish. What do you think about Radiant Rosie's Pleasure Emporium?
What I tell you, agile mice, agile. And I'm here to tell you that, I'm here to tell you, friends and neighbors.
Okay, neighbor. Just what can we do for you? And if you don't mind, could you please get to the point?
Right to the point. That's what I like, a man of action. Cut through the red tape, smash through the obstacles, eradicate all shilly-shallying, and get right to the point. I'm looking for some, fishing boats.
Whose boats?
Mine?
Yours?
Yes, indeed. Just hours ago, I became the proud, I repeat, proud owner of two of the finest fishing boats on this lake, this very lake.
Hey, who did you buy them from?
Who'd I buy them from? Buy them from? I? Oh, what a commercial mentality you have, sir. I see facts and figures, profit and loss, barter and trade written all over you, sir. And that's not good, I repeat, that's not good at all. Why, it's nothing less than a form of illness. Honest. Let me open your eyes, my friend, to a whole new world. I repeat, a whole new world. The world of, grace. Yes, that's the word, grace. Undeserved favor, unmerited gift, unearned treasure. People gave me, I repeat, gave me these boats. Open your eyes, neighbor, to this new world. This new world.
Oh, give us something already.
Agile.
Who gave you their boats?
I'm glad you asked. Some splendid chaps. Yes, sorry, sir. Some splendid chaps. Yes, sir, sir. Top drawer and all. From good stock, I repeat, good stock, and the soul of the earth, one of the kind types they are, sir, and I mean to
their
tell
names,
you that...
Their names.
Simon Peter and his partners, you know them?
Why, what, you mean Old Loudmouth and the Short Fuse Brothers?
Oh, but sir, you are talking about holy men.
Oh, the hell I am. I'm talking about my old fishing buddies.
Oh, but these men have just given up everything they own. I mean to tell you they have renounced all their material possessions in order to follow the big man. And if that's not holiness, then I don't know holiness.
What's the big man? You've seen him?
Not only have I seen him, my little pretty, I had lunch with him the day before yesterday.
Oh, I don't believe him.
Well, ask anybody. There must have been 5,000 of us there.
About my old fishing buddies.
Oh, but these men have just given up everything they own. I mean to tell you they have renounced all their material possessions in order to follow the big man. And if that's not holiness, then I don't know holiness.
What's the big man? You've seen him?
Not only have I seen him, my little pretty, I had some lunch with him the day before yesterday.
Oh, I don't believe him.
Well, then ask anybody. There must have been 5,000 of us there.
How did the boys happen to give you their boats?
I'm glad you asked.
There I was, sitting in this dingy bistro. They walked in for a little something to cut the trail that's from their throats. And I'm here to tell you they soon cut it away. Every last particle they cut away. I heard them talking about how great it was to be free at last. These were the words, the very words, free at last in the non-essentials of life. They had left everything, I repeat, everything behind. Then they began to brag about the things they had given up. I mean, they really went to it. Talk about your one-upmanship, if you know what I mean. They had left both.
Ask anybody. There must have been
5,000 of us there.
How did the boys happen to give you their votes?
I'm glad you asked.
There I was, sitting in this dingy bistro, and they walked in for a little something to cut the trail less from their throats. And I'm here to tell you they soon cut it away. Every last particle they cut away.
I heard them talking about how great it was to be free at last. Those were the words, the very words, free at last in the non-essentials of life. They had left everything, I repeat, everything behind. Then they began to brag about the things they had given up. I mean, they really went to it. Talk about your one-upmanship, if you know what I mean. They had left boats, nets, houses, farms, savings accounts, blue chip stocks.
Man, I'm here to tell you I took an immediate interest in renunciation. Boy, those non-essentials really grabbed me.
What happened next?
Oh, so I asked them, I mean, very politely, I asked them what they planned to do with these renounced non-essentials. They said nothing. Did you hear that? The word was nothing. But Peter said, and I'll get this, Peter said, let them rot. R-O-T, rot. Oh, that man does have a way with words.
And you said?
You mean you don't want them, I query? And I'm here to tell you they said, to a man, they said no.
So you said.
So I said, that's mighty poor stewardship. James and John thundered out a curse. Oh, those two are rough ones. I repeat, rough ones. But Peter said, though it was more like a command, speak on, you have Peter's ear. Oh, that man does put a fancy turn in a phrase.
And you spoke on.
You better believe it. Very simply, and very directly, and very quickly, I said, rather than letting your property go to waste, for one thing, think how that would reduce property values, rather than letting it go to waste, why not give it to me? I'll use it. Now get this. I'll use it as a sacred trust. And what do you know, I repeat, what do you know? They all signed everything over to me.
Everything?
You are so right, so gloriously right. And that's not all, I repeat, that's not all. They spread the word among other holy men, and soon I was deluged. Yes, the word was deluged. Soon I was deluged with non-essentials. I'm here to tell you, in the past 2 days, I picked up 12 boats, all fully equipped, 4 fallow fields, 1 fabulously famous fig farm, a sizable stand of sycamore trees, 11 lovely, lovely schools, 6.5 herds of gaunt goats, a crippled but quaint camel that'll make a nice pet for a child, 4 townhouses, a cheese factory, and, oh yes, 1 little old man. I mean, he was little, and he was old. Obadiah was his name. Anyway, this fellow gave me his vineyard, wine press included. Viva the renunciation.
Obadiah must have been hitting the sauce pretty hard.
So now I guess you're getting ready to settle down here as the richest man in these parts.
Not on your life, Buster. I'm gonna follow the big man. I mean to tell you, I'm gonna follow him over hill and dale. Just think, I repeat, just think what the pickings will be like when he hits the big cities. And not only that, my friend, just think, what really drives me crazy. Just think what will happen when the movement goes international. Man, I'm here to tell you the non-essentials in the Gentile world are absolutely staggering. Yes, the word was staggering.
Yeah, well, who's going to take care of all your things while you're on the trail?
Cousins? Would you believe it? By actual count, I have 138 cousins. And all of them have cousins.
Are you returning to the big man tonight?
Just as soon as I get the registration numbers from these folks.
Oh, may we go with you?
No. I'm not moving another step.
Oh, Lars, what in the world are you saying?
You heard me.
Oh, Lars, our search hasn't ended yet. It's very close to the end, but it hasn't ended yet.
It has for me. I know any more searching would be based on kind of an indecent curiosity. Curiosity may stretch the mind, but it also strangles the heart.
Oh, Lars, what kind of drivel have you been reading now?
Not reading, just thinking.
How curious.
Hold it just a moment, just one moment.
there's no time for that now. But I'm going to say may shock you. It may even hurt you. But I must, I simply must continue my search. I'm going with Mr. Carpe.
Just one moment, little lady, and just one little moment, if you please. And one neighbor to another, I'm happy. Yes, the word was happy to offer you my services. However, precedent and protocol require that I ask you a professional question. Just what do you have for an ounce?
A pottery.
A what?
A half interest in a pottery.
Just one little minute. You've already renounced one of my businesses. You're not going to renounce the other one, too.
Oh, ye of little faith.
He is not a man of little faith. It is precisely because he is a man of faith that he refuses to get involved in this rat race, this carnival of yours.
Oh, a chair, a chair. Give me a chair. Please, a bench. A rock will do. Water, please, a cup of water. The profanation has undone me. Rat race, carnival. Oh, what a way to talk about the big man. Woe is me. Water, please, a cup of water. Or a snort of wine, if you have it.
Oh, knock it off. I wasn't talking about the big man. With a handful of guys, he looked right straight in the eye and said to them, not to you or to me, but to them, follow me. No, I wasn't talking about those cats. I was talking about the hundreds, and there'll probably be thousands of faithless people. Yes, you heard me. Faithless people. Who go on, day after day, waiting, month after month, to see if he's the promised one. Hell, I know he's the promised one. And so do you. And so do you. Even you know. So why do we go through life waiting for that one big deed that'll finally convince us that he's the promised one and that our daily lives are caught up in that promise?
Well, that's easy for you to say. You've seen him. You've heard him. And you've seen one of his miracles. Would you deny me those signs?
Absolutely. That is, if you're already convinced that he is the one. And if you're not convinced, if there's still any doubt in your mind, if you're not convinced by what you've seen and heard from others, I repeat, if you're not convinced by what you've seen and heard from others, if you think that the recognition of joy and truth is restricted by what your eyeballs see and your eardrums hear and by the unerring touch of your 10 little pinkies, then run, sister, join the parade. See all you can see, hear all you can hear, touch all you can touch. But I'll bet you this. Walk with those guys for a million miles, live with them for 1,000 years. You won't have any more faith then than you have right now.
Good point, Sam. Now you're rolling.
Uncle, please don't go with him.
Oh, have no fear, dear husband. You realize, of course, I must continue my search. Even if you are not by my side. But have no fear. I shall walk a good 20 paces behind Mr. Carpe. And if he should at any time offer services other than those of a guide, a most temporary guide, I shall scream so loudly that a legion of angels shall be at my side forthwith. And there, for a moment delayed, I shall with these very fingernails claw him, if not to death, at least to civility.
I'm not worried about that creep. It's quite obvious that he has but a single appetite. But don't worry. If you want to go, if you decide to continue, I shall go with you. Not because I think you're right. Really, I have a hunch that this guy's right. What's more, I think you think he's right. But I will continue with you, because you're on my life, and I love you very, very much.
Lars, I've never heard you talk like that before. Oh, now I am confused. I don't know what to do, or what to believe, or whom to believe in. Oh, I've tried so hard, and I'm still so lost.
Oh, knock it off, sister. When that lower lip of yours stops quivering and your gut starts bleeding, you can talk to me about real doubt and unbelief.
Easy, fella, easy.
Okay. But you know what you believe in, right? I mean, you've got a pretty good idea of what the big picture's all about, right?
Well, yes, I suppose so.
You suppose so?
Well, yes, I know what I believe.
And you know who you believe in, right?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Huh, well, seems to me it's just a matter of style.
I don't think I understand you.
Style, baby, style, you know. What you do with an ultimate once it's been established.
What's an ultimate?
An absolute.
And what's that?
God!
Oh, for goodness sake. Well, that sounds very nice and very convincing. But don't you see? He needs me.
Which he?
The big man, of course.
Oh, honey, baby, have you got the gall to say that again? You've got this needs business all screwed up. He's the one who needs you. And you need him.
Well, all right. But if the big man doesn't need me, what do you think he expects of me?
That you live, baby. Live, knowing that the promise has been kept.
Live? To live is just so ordinary.
Ordinary? Honey, baby, if you think living is just ordinary, I'm afraid you haven't lived at all.
Well, friends and neighbors, now that we've got that settled, I'm here to tell you, I repeat, I'm here to tell you.
Beat it!
Will you repeat that?
Beat it, before I show you how theoretically vulnerable your good neighbor policy is.
Well, and time is running on, so ta-ta.
Eat it, man.
Return to our home.
Well, looks like we've just seen another miracle. Looks like we're going to have to clean this mess up all by ourselves.
We'll dig a pit both deep and wide and bury those stinking fish inside. And when the smelly job is done, we'll offer up a Te Deum.
What makes Holden so great are the people. People like yourselves. People who go an extra step to be of service and to share their gifts. We had such a person in our cast tonight. Vicki had an opportunity to go home a lot earlier with a free ride, but she chose to stay behind and perhaps take a bus back to Minnesota. So we just want to say thanks to Vicki.